Today is Saturday, August 1st. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Walmart Incorporated, Walmart Real Estate Business Trust, has filed an objection to the real estate property assessments for its Richland Center location at 2401 U.S. Highway 14 East, challenging the current assessment of $12,858,600. In its filing, the company submitted an opinion of value of $5,440,000 for the property. Walmart, represented by Mallory S.C. of Milwaukee, has requested a waiver of the upcoming board review hearing, asking to have the matter taken directly to circuit court. Should the waiver request be denied, the company has asked for the right to provide testimony via phone. The Richland Center Board of Review is scheduled to meet this Thursday at 6 at the City Municipal Building. On Friday morning, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of wires down near the 700 block of Ross Street in the city of Mineral Point. The Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, Mineral Point Police Department, and Alliant Energy responded to the scene. No injuries were reported, and shortly after the noon hour, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a two-vehicle crash near North Beckett Street and Main Circle in the city of Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Fire Department, Dodgeville EMS, Dodgeville Police Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene. Individuals involved in the accident were transported to a local hospital for further evaluation. Madison's mayor issued a statement on a protest encampment at the site of this month's fatal shooting of a man by police. Mayor Sadia Rhodes Conway says the conditions of an encampment at the intersection of the city's Near East Side are not safe nor sustainable. The mayor releasing a statement as protesters have been at the site for over a week. In the aftermath of the shooting that left 38-year-old Corey Ruiz dead, the mayor cites a lack of bathrooms at the site, food preparation without refrigeration, sinks, and other basics, and she says the streets being blocked impedes fire and EMS response. Governor Tony Evers recently announced the issuance of 210 new pardons, bringing his total pardons granted during his administration to 2,237. Governor Evers highlighted the significance of the pardon as an official act of forgiveness, acknowledging the efforts of recipients to pay their debts to society and turn their lives around. Pardons in Wisconsin restore rights such as serving on a jury, holding public office, and maintaining certain professional licenses, though they do not expunge court records. The process is governed by the specific criteria, including a 5-year post-sentence completion period and exclusion for those on the sex offender registry, with expedited review available for certain nonviolent offenses. Information on the application process and communication, which is a distinct legal process, can be accessed on the governor's website. Rock and Roll Reunion 2026 is currently underway at Woodman Village Park. This is the 16th year of the annual event, which features many local artists and groups performing a wide variety of music. Roddy Dull is one of the performers and an organizer of the event.
We have about 30 musicians, and some of those are involved in collaborations with different bands on the same day. We mix it up really, really good. And when it comes to genres, we've covered all the bases. We've got some big band type music, and we've got country and a little bluegrass and folk and some rock and roll, some blues. And we've got it all mixed up to please just about every music appreciator that there is out there.
The event features great music and plenty of food throughout the day.
Each group plays about a half an hour. And then there's about a 10-minute switchover time, and it's nonstop music until pushing 9 o'clock at night. You know, we used to try to cook simple food on our own, and we'd do burgers and hot dogs mostly. And this year we have somebody catering the entire event. So I think they've got pulled pork, and they've got barbecue and chili dogs, but they're also serving full meals with salad and everything there. So it takes a big burden off of me, but it's also going to really enhance this event going forward that we can get that kind of service for the food.
Each year, money raised at Rock and Roll Reunion goes to a great cause, including this year's recipients.
This year, we are donating all of the money to local immigrants, and we are donating the money through the free clinic in Boscobel and through the Head Start CAP program. It's kind of cool. You know, we have immigrants that we work around every day in our farming communities and restaurants, and sometimes I don't think they have some of the same opportunities as some of us that were born and raised here, and so that was what we decided to do this year.
Money for this year's cause will be raised from sales at the event and through the generosity of those who attend.
It's a free event, you know, as far as admission goes. So you can bring your own chair, bring your own beverage. We encourage people to try and buy, you know, all their soft drinks and their food there, because a percentage of that food comes back to our cause. But the main way we raise money is from the sale of T-shirts or just from plain donations. And we truly appreciate those and accept those graciously.
Enjoy great music with family and friends at the Rock and Roll Reunion 2026, currently being held at Woodman Village Park. You can find more information online on the Rock and Roll Reunion 2026 Facebook event page. Join Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center for the American 250 celebration tomorrow at 3. The event will feature a shining light, musical and songs, appearance of Ben Franklin and Lady Gout, retired military chaplain Cecil Richardson, and meaning of the flag folds. A good old-fashioned American meal, which includes brats, hot dogs, cheese, potato salad, popcorn, apple pie, and root beer floats, will be served. Galway Lane in the town of Rockbridge will be closed on Wednesday, August 5th from 8:15 to 4 o'clock for culvert replacement. And Friday's winner, the final drawing of the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club 2026 calendar raffle, it was a $400 winner, and the winner of the $400 prize is Patty Gillitzer of Boscobel on ticket number 0329.